Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Cantwell.
Mr. Chairman, I will be brief because I know we have a committee hearing following this, but thank you for considering H.R. 5317, the companion bill to S-3060, which would repeal an outdated and discriminatory law that prohibits tribes from operating distilleries on tribal lands. This bill was passed by the House just last month. The current law that we are amending was passed in 1834. It was to outlaw the production of distilled spirits on tribal lands. Put simply, the law says that if a distillery is set up within Indian country, the owner could be penalized financially, including the threat the distillery could be destroyed. This law, among many other anti-Native American policies, passed into law at that time and since have been repealed, but this one has remained in place. The reason those laws were put in at the time was, quote, to protect Native Americans against the whiskey traders and to, quote, keep the peace on the frontier, end quote. Let me assure you that our Native American communities don't need that protection today, and there is no place for this law that discriminates against them and limits their economic opportunities. Tribes like those in Washington, the Chehalis tribe, are moving forward with plans for distilleries to participate in the burgeoning craft liquor industry in the state of Washington. This legislation removes any remaining federal legal obstacles that hinder tribes like the Chehalis from taking these paths for more economic diversification. So I thank you, Chairman Hovind, and Ranking Member Udall for including this bill in today's business agenda. And I hope my colleagues will vote in favor of its passage.
Thank you, Senator Cantwell. Are there other comments or discussion before?